Invoking the inner friend. Just let your body and mind relax. It's being a friend to your body, a friend to your mind, non-judgmental. Appreciating them for what they are. Loving them as they are. Let the body and mind relax in that safe, non-judgmental atmosphere. Letting your mind and sense organs and body be relaxed. Just welcome all the experiences that you're having, any sounds or sensory experiences that are taking place, any of the thoughts that are passing through your mind, any feelings or tensions or emotions that might be there. Instead of trying to shut them out, just relax and welcome them. Even if they're negative, or if there's hurt, or any of those type of emotions, instead of pushing them away, just allow them to be with you. If there's any negative thoughts about a person you don't like or somebody who's hurting you or threatening you in any way, allow that part of you that's afraid to be with you. Welcome that part. And welcoming that part, you don't need to push away any negative images you might be having, just allow them to be there. Gently turning the buddhi, gently turning your focus just toward your own presence. Still allowing whatever thoughts or feelings or perceptions that are there to be there. Just gently turning your focus toward your own presence. Your sense of me, your sense of self, the conscious being that you are. In fact, amidst whatever sensory or impressions taking place in your mind, whatever they may be, see if you can notice that actually they are not disturbing or changing your own presence in any way. Just allow them, relax, allow them to be there. But the gentle focus is just on you, on your own being, your sense of self. Let your body and mind continue to relax. just like the sun is not covered by the clouds, but rather illumines the clouds. Your being is never covered by anything. Because of your being, all things are illumined, all things are known. Because of the conscious being that you are, all experiences are known. There's no possibility of them covering you. It's not a matter of covering, it's a matter of viveka, discrimination, recognizing your own presence. Amidst and illumining the conscious being, because of which all experiences are known. Focus on the sounds outside. You can hear some of the road sounds, you can hear birds chirping. Notice how the sounds don't disturb the silence of your being. With a silent consciousness, because of which the sounds are known. Focus on your own physical body through the sense of touch. And differentiate the experience of your body from your own being. That same silent, formless consciousness, which is me, remains as it is in the presence of the sensations of the body. Gently focus on your breath, the ingoing and outgoing breath, without disturbing it. You can just ride the breath. And notice your own silent being, your own presence. They're illumining the one because of whom the breath is known. The breathing is taking place, but the self is not breathing. consciousness simply is. The body is breathing. In the stillness of yourself. Your body is breathing, illumined, gently or known. Illumined by the stillness of your being. Body and mind relax even more deeply so that the body is relaxing into space. Mind also spreading out, relaxing, not worried about whatever content might be there, just letting the mind relax. Thinking can take place, feelings can take place, but you're just totally relaxing the mind. Welcoming whatever perceptions or feelings you're having. Loving them, not pushing them away like a good mother. Just allowing them to be welcome. If there are any thoughts or feelings taking place, notice them taking place in the presence of your own silent self, this me that you are. So the body and mind continues to relax. Just be yourself, this conscious being that you are. The one you so intimately know to be you. You're just making a discernment, the you, the one who has this body, who has these thoughts, who has these feelings, who has this breath. You're differentiating you from these experiences. The one who has these, or the one who is present to these experiences, the me because of whom these experiences are known, the me, the one who is the self of these experiences. Just be yourself, relaxing, just be yourself. So relaxed, as though you're blending in, the body and the experiences are just blending in with Ishwara, with the environment. You just simply be yourself. This me, this most familiar self that you are. As the experiences become more and more diffuse because of your relaxation, it's easier for you to just be yourself. Unhindered or unbothered by whatever experiences or thoughts, perceptions are passing through. Just notice what you are like. We can always easily define the types of thoughts or wounds or hurts or perceptions we have, but we don't often spend time with ourselves. Just with you. What are you like? Not your experiences, just you, your being, the one for whom all these experiences are. Me that I am. And let your buddhi, your mind, gently focus on your own presence. Relaxing with the mind, gently focusing, not trying to stop any other experiences, it's just the focus, the gentle focus is on your own presence. Just be yourself. Feel your own presence becoming more dominant in your experience, as though it's filling your mind, or your mind is resolving into your own being. Just keep gently bringing your mind back to your own presence. Just be yourself and let your mind gently focus. Let your mind be with you. As though it's relaxing, taking a break, relaxing into its own being, which is you.
Mm-hmm.